I had the privilege of beginning our discussion of Psukei Dezimra. What I was trying to explain is that there's a little bit of a tension the Rav would have called the dialectic in the recitation of Psukei Dezimra. On the one hand, we have a tradition of Kol Omer Halo B'chol Yom HaRezeh Mechari from Megadiv. To say the praise of Hashem every day is like blasphemy, because how can we? L'cha Dum Yatila. On the other hand, how can we not say the praise of Hashem every day, especially since we need to turn to Hashem and ask Him for our most desperate needs, and we all have needs. So la'olam yisader adam shvacho shamakom ve'achar kach yispalo. So it really is a very delicate balance, and we discussed the Rav's position yesterday. That's why a matir of Baruch Shamar is required. We use 99% the words of David HaMelech, and we'll talk about that, especially when it comes to triage. And I think this helps explain a very famous Gemara in Brachos, but a complicated Gemara. The Gemara says, Kolomer tila l'david b'chol yom, if you say, what we call Ashrei, but tila l'david, three times a day, shalosh pa'amim, muvtach shu ben olam haba. So the Gemara says, what's so special about tila l'david, mizmar kuf mem hei? And the Gemara says it has two features. First of all, that it's al seder aleph beis, and then there's a pasuk, poseach esedechum asbilachol chayratzon. So pray tell, what's the significance of those two things? So I'd like to suggest, it's my interpretation, that it connects to what we said yesterday. When you say a Seder Aleph Beis, what you're saying is, I can't really praise Hashem, so let me just pick something representative which each letter of the alphabet, it connotes the idea that we are insufficient to praise Hashem. So we're capturing that sentiment. Then we go to the other pasuk, Voseach esedechum asbilachol chayratzon, when we say that we depend on God for our most basic needs, even sustenance and food. This isn't just like this week's parsha, the man in the midbar, but every single day, parnasa, people's survival depends on Hashem. And therefore, la'olam yisadur adam shvachol shamakom ve'achar kach yispalo, we connote in that pasuk our dependency on Hashem. So Tehila LeDavid really captures both of these elements, our inability to praise Hashem. We just choose a representative letter from the Aleph Beis, but at the same time, Poseach Es Yadecha, our dependence Hashem, and therefore our need to praise Hashem, so then we can move on to Bakasha. Rabbi Hanani ben